My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Mark Moss Show, where we talk about the decentralized revolution so you can understand the way the world is changing, so of course you can navigate it to build, grow, and protect your wealth in this coming age, this change. And of course, we look at it through the lens of politics, finance, and technology, and that technology that's really powering and driving this, the catalyst of change, which is Bitcoin, the decentralized technology that's going to change the world. It's changing the world right now. And of course, I like to bring to you lots of information and some of the latest breaking news each and every week. So of course, you're kept up to date, you know what's going on. And there is never a shortage of information going on, because it has been a wild ride this year. And I think 2023 is going to be even bigger. So make sure you're tuning in with me each and every week. You know, some things I saw in the Bitcoin cryptocurrency ecosystem space this year really kind of help shift or shape what I think is going to happen next year. And, you know, Bitcoin has been kind of sitting in this $16,000 range. Ethereum's kind of been in this $1,100, $1,200 range. Things have been kind of holding, right? We had a really bad year. Cryptocurrency sold off, right, through the domino effect, really from, you know, Terra Luna to Celsius, the Three Arrows Capital, and on and on and on, and of course now FTX. But, you know, the one thing that gives me some hope that maybe we found a bottom is that, you know, markets stop going down when there's no more sellers. And when the FTX system collapse happened, it didn't really drive the prices down anymore. And that was big news. It was the second largest cryptocurrency exchange. So, you know, of course, you know, Terra Luna and Celsius and all those were big. FTX was bigger. It was bigger for any number of metrics that we want to look at, but it didn't push the prices down even more. And what we've also seen is that with Bitcoin in this like $16,000 range, there's massive support. And when I say massive support, what I mean is anytime it gets down to about $16,000, the amount of volume, the amount of buying goes through the roof. Like everybody's trying to buy at that price point. Like there's all these buy orders sat there. And we can see this week, the what we call the GigaChad. I'm talking about Michael Saylor, GigaChad. He shows that there is massive support. His company, MicroStrategy, has continued to buy Bitcoin. They've been buying it month after month after month. A lot of people have criticized Michael Saylor. You know, he bought the top. He bought the top. And Michael Saylor says, yeah, I did. And guess what? I'm going to buy every other top there is because I'm going to keep buying. And he does. He keeps buying. As a matter of fact, this week, we saw that MicroStrategy added 2,500 Bitcoin for $45 million in just the last 2 months alone. Now, I know a lot of you are just like, man, if I could just get to one single Bitcoin, if I could just get to one. Well, he just added 2,500 to GigaChad. That's why we call him that. But over the last 2 months, and he did a couple other things, some things that maybe you could think about. Well, you don't have much time left. But basically, they decided to add to the stockpile in November, December, adding all of those Bitcoin. They sold a little bit of it to tax loss harvest those losses, and then they bought a bunch more. It brings the company holdings up to 132,500 Bitcoin. That is just amazing. Valuation of about $2.25 billion. Now, the reason why I talk about this is a couple things. One, like I said, there's massive support at this $16,000 level. The other reason why is that if you've ever listened to any interviews with Michael Saylor, which if you haven't, I would recommend, he's one of the smartest guys in the world, specifically when it comes to technology, but not just technology. His width of knowledge and depth of knowledge is, there's not very many people that have that. And I've been to his house twice for barbecues. I just had dinner with him a couple months ago. I've listened to tons of interviews with him. I've spent a lot of time with him, and he is one of the smartest guys in the world. And the reason why I say that is not just how smart he is. He's I think, one of the longest lasting CEOs of a publicly traded technology company. I'm not 100% sure on that, something like that, though. He's built this technology company to be massive. You know, they make $30 million a year of profit, free cash flow. I mean, he's a billionaire, obviously. He's managed to stay in leadership of one of these companies for like the longest time, like over 30 years, I believe. He wrote a book talking about the mobile wave. I think that's what it's called, the mobile wave. I mean, he gets this. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, a lot of you are like, oh, you know, it's probably nothing. It's a scam. It's a fraud. It's old technology. You know, governments are going to ban it. I don't know if I should buy. The price is going to still go down. Well, success leaves clues. So we try to find other people who are very successful, and we try to do some of the same things they're doing. And so when I look to people like that, he's certainly smarter than I am and certainly smarter than you are. And so take notice. I do. Some other things we saw in the cryptocurrency space, going back to some of these losses and Celsius and Voyager and FTX and so forth, a lot of you might have got caught up in that. And I have some good news, maybe. First of all, don't get caught up ever again. Please learn your lesson. Bitcoin solved the oldest problem in the world. How do I protect my assets from being stolen? And you do that by taking custody on your own. Leaving them on exchange defeats the whole purpose of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Buy a hardware wallet like Trezor or Ledger. Buy that and just watch the videos on their website. They walk you through how to set it up. It's very easy. Anybody can do it. My parents are in their 70s. They've done it. Okay? Anyone can do it. Now, learn your lesson. Get all your money off the exchange as fast as you can if you still have any there. However, if you did have money there that you've lost, maybe it's not lost. Maybe some will be coming through bankruptcy. And what we found is now there's a couple companies that have set up to actually buy you out. So if you have money sitting on one of those exchanges, FTX, Voyager, Celsius, et cetera, that you hope that you'll get some back after they get through the litigation and the bankruptcy, whatnot, some of these companies will actually give you cash right now. Now, they're not going to give you full price at least, but we know that hundreds and hundreds of thousands of customers have been burned by this, and they want to sell these claims just so they can get some money. So there's one called Cherokee Acquisition, and they're a bankruptcy claims broker, Cherokee Acquisition. And nearly 500 users of FTX, Celsius, and Voyager have posted claims, and they've been getting bought out. There's another company called Xclaim, X, and then C-L-A-I-M, Xclaim. They're a bankruptcy claims trading startup. And basically, they're, again, buying these claims from you, and you're taking a loss up front, but now you don't have to wait and wonder if you're going to get something. You have to go through the whole bankruptcy proceeding. Hedge funds and distressed debt investors are jumping in to bring money. There's another one called Contrarian Capital Management, another one called Invictus Global Management. If you didn't get a chance to write these down, don't worry. You can go listen to this on demand on my YouTube channel. Just search Market Disruptors, and you can watch this and replay it, or just on your favorite podcast player, just search Mark Moss Show on your favorite podcast player and go back if you missed any of these names. But they're making a lot of money. And we see Voyager bankruptcy claims dropped all the way to 40 cents on the dollar on Xclaim after XTX collapsed in November. So this basically, it's saying that you might be able to get about 40 cents on the dollar. They were getting 64 cents on the dollar, but after FTX collapsed, they're down to 40 cents. Celsius claims plunged, falling from highs of about 29 cents on the dollar to now 19 cents after FTX collapsed. Now, you're probably not going to get 100 cents anyway, right? So this is a discount off of the discount you're already going to get. So you're probably not going to get 100%. Maybe, you know, you'd be lucky to get 50 or 60 cents. They're going to give you 40 right now. Maybe that's worth taking. We can see another one called Noia, N-O-I-A, Noia Capital. They have a deal. They'll pay you 5% upfront of the value of the claim. And then, so they'll give you 5% upfront and then 20% payout when the accounts are repaid. Or you can take 2.5% upfront and 35% of the proceeds. That's Noia, N-O-I-A. So there's some options. If you want to get some money back, if you've lost it there. Now, they take the risk. Bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. You could take the money upfront now. And then wait and see, you know, maybe getting the money now, writing it off your taxes is worth it to you. You decide. Like I said, if you missed any of those names, just go check it out on the Market Disruptors website on YouTube channel or on your favorite podcast player. Just search The Mark Moss Show. You're listening to The Mark Moss Show. Of course, we're talking about the decentralized revolution, the way the world is changing. I got more to cover when I come back on some of the biggest news headlines of the week, including, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what the mayor of New York said about surveillance, the revolution, and more. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
All right, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about the decentralized revolution. And right now, we are going through some of the biggest news headlines of the week. And of course, we look at them through the lens of politics, finance, and technology. And I like to find the convergence of those three things. And this week, man, I saw some big news. You know, one thing that scares me is when they start telling you, what I like to say, they say the quiet part out loud. They tell you the truth. Well, they try to spin it a little bit, but they tell you what they normally wouldn't tell you. So what do I mean by that? So, you know, for example, with the Twitter files, Elon Musk releases all this data that shows how the FBI has been forcing or manipulating Twitter to censor information. And so everyone's all in uproar. Oh my gosh, we knew it. You know, the government, the FBI is censoring information. They are telling them what to do. I can't believe it. We thought we knew. They said it was conspiracy. And they come out and said, What, you guys think you came up with some conspiracy? Of course we do that. We do it all the time. We've always done that. And so when they start admitting it, it's almost more scary. I mean, it confirms what we already knew, but at least they were trying to hide it instead of doing it out in the open. And this story this week is one of those stories that's like that. And I'm talking about New York City. And it's not an isolated instance to New York City. It's what they already do in China. And it's what they're going to do in the United States if you and I don't stand up and do something about it. So what am I talking about? The New York City mayor, Eric Adams, he declares, quote, I'm quoting him, "Big Brother is protecting you." Ooh, that gives me chills just thinking about it. New York City Mayor Eric Adams responds to criticism over increasing the use of facial recognition technology by declaring, quote, "Big Brother is protecting you." Now, he made the comments in response to other elected officials, other representatives, basically saying, look, man, we're worried about this. Like, you're using technology that's going to lead to a surveillance state, an all-pervasive and all-controlling surveillance state. Adams, Mayor Adams, asserted that New Yorkers felt they were living in a, quote, state of lawlessness, end quote, and that his priority was to, quote, stabilize the situation. So let's think about that for a second. He asserted that New Yorkers felt they were living in a state of lawlessness, and they are. If you guys haven't been paying attention, New York is in a state of lawlessness. The attacks on the subways are through the roof. The attacks on the streets are through the roof. The muggings, the beatings, the gunshots, they are through the roof. And I don't know why anybody would want to live there. I don't care what political party you're on, nobody wants to live in that state of violence. So he's true. They are living in a state of lawlessness, and they don't want that. So his priority is to stabilize the situation, as it should be. However, here's the trick, right? Here's the trick. Facial recognition technology uses surveillance cameras to flag up individuals who appear on databases of criminal suspects when they enter certain public places. And so, if all you do is give up all your privacy, if all you would just do is just give all control to flag you when you show up in public locations, if you just give all that control, they can keep you safe. They'll stabilize the situation. Oh, you know what else would do that? Oh, yeah, to crack down on crime. Oh, you know, maybe if we actually held criminals in jail and we held them accountable for their crimes, not release them. Maybe if we actually punish them, maybe crime would go back down. It's not a coincidence that in the most blue, you know, politically woke states or really counties, this is a problem. San Francisco, Seattle, now unfortunately Los Angeles, and of course New York, all of these areas, they have a massive increase in crime because they want to, you know, shut down the police and take back their budgets, and they don't want to have a cash bail. They want to release criminals. They don't want to prosecute crimes. And when you don't prosecute crimes, guess what happens? You get more of it. So they use that. They destabilize the justice system. They don't prosecute crimes. They don't punish people. They don't crack down on it. And so we get an increase in crime. Then the people are terrified. Hey, I'm scared to live here because crime is rampant. And instead of fixing the problem they created, they come in with a new one. Well, if only you'll let us take away all your privacy, if only you'll let us surveil you everywhere you go, then we can keep you safe. Really? If all you would do is enforce the laws that are already there, you could keep us safer, just like we used to be before we were so scared to live there. Now, going on, the Democrat, Adams, suggested that mass surveillance wasn't some chilly, slippery slide. Come on, guys, don't get all conspiratorial. It's not a slippery slide. In fact, he says it's a good thing. He says, quote, "It blows my mind how much we have not embraced technology." And part of that is because they're afraid. Anything technology, they think, oh, it's a boogeyman. It's Big Brother watching you, he told Politico. No, Big Brother's protecting you. Albert Foxconn, the head of Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, responded by warning that facial recognition technology would be weaponized to crack down on every aspect of dissent in the city. Look, that's how tools are. Tools are just tools. Tools can be used for good, and tools can be used for bad. It depends on who holds them. A screwdriver, I use it all the time. A screwdriver can help you fix your car, it can pry something open, or you could stab someone with a screwdriver. It depends on who holds the screwdriver. Same with a gun. Now, that's why we say it's what's in a man's heart, not in his hand. Now, same with this. This technology, sure, technology can make our lives more convenient. Yes, technology can help us. But in the wrong hands, it's going to be used bad. Now, we know that the state's main goal is to maintain power. And the only way they can maintain power, especially in the light of this age of corruption that we're going into, is to control everything. So we do not want to give them that power. Civil liberties advocates have warned that making facial recognition technology ubiquitous could lead to, quote, a minority report style society where everyone, whether they have a criminal record or not, is tracked everywhere they go. Of course, in China, they do this. Of course, in China, they use this technology as a form of permission slip to decide whether citizens are allowed to even get online with their social credit score system. Now, the last piece, of course, is the digital dollar, the CBDCs that are coming, and those are coming fast, and that will be the last piece because now they can tie that in with the surveillance. Oh, this guy, he's not supposed to be on that side of town, so now he can't use his money to buy a bus ticket, or he can't use it to buy food, or he can't whatever. They want to surveil you with the money, surveil you with the technology, and then they want to control you. Now, it's not me saying it. This is Mayor Eric Adams of New York City saying, Big Brother is here to protect you because you feel unsafe. If they wanted to protect us, they would just use the laws that are already there. All right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Mark Moss Show, we're talking about the decentralized revolution, the way the world is swinging from a pendulum from centralization back to decentralization. And we're looking at the biggest headlines of the week in politics, finance, and technology that show us that's happening so you can navigate it better. I'll be back with more in a minute talking about the revolution, the economy, inflation, and more. You don't want to miss it. I'll be right back in a minute. Don't go away.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Mark Moss Show, talking about the decentralized revolution each and every week, of course, as we look at it through the lens of politics, finance, and technology. And I'm bringing to you some of the latest breaking news that happened this week, and it's been a busy week, of course, the last week of the year, but it's not slowing it down. Now, look, I get a lot of this news is scary, right? I get it. And it is, right? I mean, they're telling you, the mayor of New York City is telling you they want to surveil you so they can protect you. They're rushing through the digital dollars, and now they're admitting that they're using psychological operations against us. They're admitting it. That they admit that they lie to us to push their agenda. They censor us. They control what we read, control what we say. And it's scary. I get it. Now, these are big problems, and big problems create big solutions and big opportunities. Now, this is one of the biggest opportunities that I see for 2023, not just for us to make a bunch of money, but also for us to push back on this agenda. So I'm calling it the parallel protocol. Now, you might have heard of parallel economies. It's a word that's being used a lot more. It's the way that the USSR was collapsed. And we do that by creating our own parallel world. We focus our energy on building the new. And so I'm going to have a 3-day live virtual event. I haven't done this before. 3 full days. I'm going to bring on some of the best speakers and experts in these areas to show you how to build wealth fast in this new parallel economy. Build it, grow it, keep it, protect it, and preserve freedom. All right, so just go to go.onemarkmoss.com, go.onemarkmoss.com/radio, go.onemarkmoss.com/radio. If you want to check that out, 3 days, live virtual event. We are going to talk about this parallel economy, how you can build, grow, protect your wealth in that. All right, now some more stories. Like I said, they are admitting psychological operations against us. As a matter of fact, there's a new term that's been coined. Kathy Vogan, the executive producer of Consortium News, coined this term called PSYOP, or what she's calling PSYOPocracy, like a democracy, but it's a PSYOPocracy. Sounds kind of scary. Now, psychological operations, or PSYOPs, are operations to convey selected information and indicators to audiences to influence their emotions, motives, and objective reasoning, and ultimately the behavior of governments, organizations, groups, and individuals. The purpose of United States psychological operations is to induce or reinforce behavior perceived to be favorable to U.S. objectives. Now, that's according to Wikipedia. Now, if you think this is fake news, or if you think this is some conspiracy, you haven't been paying attention. They've been doing it for a long time. That's from Wikipedia. We have here the William Casey was the CIA director under Ronald Reagan. He said, quote, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." When everything the American public believes is false. Thus, the American people are continuously subject to a number of psychological operations, otherwise known as, you know, the news. The nightly news. It's funny. I was talking to somebody from China, and they were like, "Why does everybody in America watch the news?" I was like, "I don't know, man. That's how people get the news." And they're like, they were so amazed. It's like, I'm like, why do you think that's so weird that people watch the news? He's like, "Well, in China, we all know that the news is just propaganda. Like nobody watches it, pays attention, or takes it seriously, but everybody in America does. And so that's called the news." U.S. intelligence officials feed journalists disinformation to create a false narrative that's intended to mislead the public and cover up what is actually taking place. Now, we know this for a fact because they've told us so. Mark Zuckerberg told us so. He went on Joe Rogan and told us so. He said the FBI told them to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story because it was Russian disinformation. Now, every mainstream outlet has confirmed it. It's a real story. It's not Russian disinformation. And they knew that at the time, but they did it anyway. They lied to create a false narrative. We also call it gaslighting. Hey, what you see, what you think, what you hear, that's not true. It's not true. It's not true. Now, we can see this happening on and on and on. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. The American people were led to believe for years that the United States was winning in Vietnam when it was actually losing. Now, this is not my opinion. The Pentagon Papers actually proved this. They proved it. We know that there's been all types of fake stories. We know that we were led into Iraq under this whole weapons of mass destruction narrative that was all completely false, fabricated. We know that now. It led us, you know, into this giant war. You know, the people are being fooled about Ukraine right now, led to believe that this unprovoked Russian leader, you know, he started this war for no reason. But the war actually started in 2014 after a U.S.-led coup in Kyiv led Russian speakers in Donbass to declare independence, after which the coup government military attacked them. All kinds of facts have been removed, all right? Russia's proposed treaties with the U.S. and NATO last December that would have prevented Russia, the intervention in Ukraine, all of that. We have In 2017, there was an article written titled How U.S. Flooded the World with PSYOPs. And in this, Robert Perry said, quote, newly declassified documents from the Reagan Presidential Library help explain how the U.S. government developed its sophisticated psychological operations capabilities that over the past three decades have created an alternative reality, both for people in targeted countries and for American citizens to quiet dissent at home. So this is something that's been going on for a long time, not just in China, but in the United States. Now, I'm putting this under the revolution category because people are now waking up to this. People are pushing back on this, and it's coming to an end. Now, we can see they've been doing this in China out in the open for a really long time, and it's really coming to an end. And so China had this zero COVID policy. It's got massive pushback, massive revolution around that. And now the government was forced to stand down and end their zero COVID policy. But along with that, they also end the crackdown on COVID policy criticism. And so now protesters and public health experts are now able to actually talk or criticize about these programs. It was a big deal. Of course, China has been doing massive psychological operations, PSYOPs, on this to control people. But it all broke loose when people in China saw other people at the World Cup in attendance without masks. That's the thing. They can only control you so long, but once people can move into the truth, everyone goes, wait a minute, that's the truth. You've been telling us this whole time that we're going to die if we take our mask off, but look over there, they're not dying. And of course, this is the battle. Now the Biden administration wants to censor people who oppose gender transitions for children. And the next step of, quote, misinformation censorship, now they want to attempt to silence any debate about mutilating children. Now, of course, this is from, you know, the Biden's Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary, Rachel Levine, who's a man. This maybe shouldn't go onto YouTube. Probably get my YouTube channel banned for that. Biden's Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary, Rachel Levine, is a man, has a mental health disorder, and they're running the Health and Human Services. And now they want to label this as misinformation so they can censor you. Censor any type of dissent, any type of conversation about this. But again, the truth is found in open and honest discussion, not in censorship. The truth cannot be found in censorship, only in honest discussion. But it's the revolution, and it's happening. People are waking up to it. China, which has the great firewall of China that can censor everything, has lost control. And we're losing control, and we need to push back. Now, like I said, we can do this, and it's the greatest opportunity we have in what I'm calling the parallel economy, and I'm having a three-day event called Parallel Protocol, where I'm going to teach you how this new parallel economy is being built, how it's the biggest opportunity to build wealth right now and build wealth while you're pushing back against these woke narratives and bringing more freedom for future generations. Go to go.onemarkmoss.com, go.onemarkmoss.com/radio to find out about this three-day event I'm having. go.onemarkmoss.com/radio. And by the way, you're listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about how the decentralized revolution is happening right now. I got a lot more of the big news stories this week to cover when I get back. Don't go away. Be right back.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about the decentralized revolution, the way the world is changing. Of course, as we look at it through the lens of politics, finance, and technology. If you've missed any of this, don't worry. I got your back. You can follow. You can watch me and listen to me on my YouTube channel, Market Disruptors. Go there. You can watch these. Or you can find me on any of your favorite podcast players. Just search Mark Moss Show on iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts, wherever you want. And you can find them all archived there. All right. Now, as we continue to look at this, like I said, through the lens of politics, finance, technology, we can see that things are changing fast, and we can see it happening in the economy. The economy is rapidly transitioning right before our very eyes. I like to say that the world we're going into is not the same as the world we're leaving behind. And so if you're still looking at the economy, if you're still looking at the markets and your finances and your retirement accounts and your house, your real estate, in the lens of how things have been, you know, the last 20, 30, 50, 70, 80 years, and you look at how it's been and then try to go, well, that's how it's going to continue to be, you're going to be wrong. You're going to be severely disappointed. You're going to be ill-equipped to handle what's happening because the world we're going into is not the same. Now, if you went back further than 80 years, maybe you'd get a little bit of a glimpse. Go, you know, 1930s, 1940s, maybe you'll see what we're going into. But things are changing rapidly. I did a big video on my YouTube channel, the Mark Moss YouTube channel, talking about the real estate market. And I really broke down a lot of data in the real estate market. And one of the things that I tried to highlight for you is that there is no such thing as the real estate market. Instead, there's thousands of real estate markets broken down by size, type, location, all these things. And what we can really see is a difference between new homes and existing homes, for example. But ultimately, what it comes down to, like always, all prices come down to supply and demand. And you have to understand those two metrics in your exact area. So if you want to know, should you sell your house? Should you buy a house? Should you wait? Whatever you want to do, you have to understand supply and demand for your area. Now, in my YouTube video, I talked about a bunch of different areas. And then everyone, you know, I got, probably 1,000 comments on that video. What about this area? What about this area? What about this area? I'm like, look, man, I can't look up, I mean, how many tens of thousands of cities there are in the United States. But I gave you the metrics. Just look up for yourself and understand supply and demand. And so a couple things we can see in supply and demand. This week we saw a news story come out that the U.S. pending home sales crash by the most on record. What does that mean? Pending home sales. The amount of homes that are going up for sale, the supply, went down by the most on record. So demand has fallen because, you know, people feel broke, the Fed's crushed their retirement accounts, you know, mortgage rates have gone up. So the demand has fallen, but the supply of homes has also fallen. The pending home sales crash by most on record. So even though demand's coming down, the supply is coming down even faster. It's the sixth straight month of pending home sale declines and 12th of the last 13 months. On a year-over-year basis, pending home sales collapsed 38.6%, the largest annual drop ever. Now, pending sales fell in all four regions in the month, led by the Northeast and the Midwest. And so demand may be coming down, but supply is coming down. What else is driving supply and demand? Well, another article came out this week, which also kind of echoed what I was talking about in that video, which is the blue state exodus continues. Now, there's been this great migration I've been talking about for a long time where baby boomers are retiring. They want to leave the snow, the cold, the McMansions, and they want to move to somewhere where it's warm and it's cheap. It's sunny, right? Now, that's been going on for a while. But now, after the pandemic, we have a whole new set of metrics, and this is really about blue states. It's about pro-freedom. It's about pro-business. It's about taxes. And that is driving. So if you find yourself in one of these states, you should be paying attention. The latest census data shows that California is the biggest losing state. More people left California than anywhere. And Florida is the biggest gaining state. More people moved to Florida than anywhere. Texas and Florida make up 15% of the U.S. population, but accounted for 70% of its population growth. Let me say that again. Texas and Florida are 15% of the entire U.S.'s population, but accounted for 70% of the population growth. The exodus from progressive-led states hasn't slowed even as COVID lockdowns eased. California had 343,000 people leave. New York had 300,000 people leave. Illinois had 141,000 people leave. Those three states lost the most, California, New York, Illinois. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Oregon, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Louisiana were also big losers. Where were they going? Florida got the most, over 300,000, followed by Texas, 230, North Carolina, 100,000, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Arizona were the big winners. Now, Texas ranked the first in overall population growth, 470,000, followed by Florida, 416, so about the same. Now, there's a lot of reasons why they're leaving these states. A lot of it is public disorder. In cities such as Seattle, Portland, and Denver, people are leaving because public disorder, homelessness, violent crimes, things like that. Nobody, I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on, I try not to be on either side. I'm for more freedom and less government. I don't know what party's for that anymore, so I'm not trying to put labels on myself, and it doesn't really matter where you're at. Nobody wants to live in a state where homeless people are camped on sidewalks, doing, you know, drugs in the open public. Nobody wants to have their kids around that. So of course they're leaving, which of course, Seattle, Portland, Denver are the worst, which of course, Seattle has the worst performing real estate market in the whole nation. They're down over 10%, worse than the 2008 great financial crash. Now, Democratic governors, they can't blame bad weather. We have the contrast being California and Florida. Governor Gavin Newsom of California, in the summer, he ran ads on TV in Florida urging residents, come join us in California where we still believe in freedom, he said. He was running ads on TV to Florida saying, come to California where we choose freedom. But Florida has no income tax. California has the highest. Florida has private school choice program. California doesn't let you choose where you send your kids to school. Florida doesn't smother businesses with regulations. California does. Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, he doesn't have to run ads in progressive states. Nobody wants to live there. Progressive states' economies are still suffering the lingering impact of excessive government lockdowns, but their bigger problem now is their political leaders continue to impose heavy taxes, costly regulations, and mandates that drive the middle class to other states. And we can see that it's even bigger than that. And so this is where I get excited, competition. Competition gives us better service, products, and prices, which is why the 50 states need to be separated. It allows competition. And so California wants to have the highest taxes in the nation. Fine, more people leave there. Now we have states rushing to eliminate state taxes. Mississippi could become the nation's 10th state to eliminate personal income tax, the 10th one. Other states saying they want to go to zero taxes, West Virginia, Arkansas, Iowa, Georgia, North Dakota, Utah, and even maybe Wisconsin. 9 states right now don't have personal income taxes: Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. Mississippi, probably the 10th one to join. They already have a flat tax, meaning regardless of how much money you make, there's a flat tax. And so as these people are leaving high-tax states, California, New York, I'm talking to you, and moving to low-tax states, Florida and Texas with none, other states are like, well, shoot, we'll lower the tax too. And that is how we change the world. We vote with our feet. We vote with our money. And that's how we change the world. I'm having an event talking about this, specifically when I'm talking about parallel economies. I'm having a 3-day event called Parallel Protocol. And I'm going to show you how to find the biggest opportunity to build, grow, protect your wealth, and change the world by helping people vote with their money. Go to go.onemarkmoss.com, go.onemarkmoss.com/radio to come join me on a 3-day event. I'm going to have all these expert speakers come and talk about how to build, grow, and protect massive wealth fast in the new parallel economy and change and preserve freedom. go.onemarkmoss.com/radio. You're listening to The Mark Moss Show, talking about the decentralized revolution that's happening right now, bringing you the latest breaking news of the week. That's what I got. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.